I've got some pretty exciting news. I'm going to be a father. I'm having a little girl, and she's due December 29th. If she's not out before then, they're going to take her out December 29th. So I do get a tax break, which is a nice little plus. But the most important thing is that I have a happy, healthy baby girl. We're going to name her Gemma Therese. And so in preparing for my daughter's arrival, I like to think of the end in mind. I think about what I'm going to do as a father, how I'm going to raise her, how ideally she would turn out. And already I've consecrated her to the Blessed Virgin Mary, just as I consecrated my son before, as soon as we knew that we were pregnant. And so I consider my daughter to be a child of God. So when I'm raising her, I want to raise her. This is God's daughter I'm raising. He's putting me in charge of her. And not only that, but my vocation, my sanctification is going to come through doing the best job possible. At my judgment, did you do the best job you could raising this young lady to be a holy and happy future servant of God? Did you do the best you could to make this person an inhabitant of heaven? Right. So, of course, because I am having a girl, it's different from a boy. What is the difference? Well, they're difference in sex. So the very first thing you think about is purity of life. Having a girl, it's different in the way you raise your son and the way you raise your daughter. They have different issues. Guys will struggle more with purity. Yeah, there are some exceptions. Girls struggle with purity too. I know it's true. Girls don't only struggle with modesty. Boys also can be immodest. I know. I'm very aware of this. I'm not a ignoramus, although my IQ is kind of low. So we're going to talk about for a moment dressing our daughters for the kingdom of God, dressing them with dignity. Now, it's not just to pick on the girls. These can still apply to the boys. And I'm going to address some issues about raising sons later on, but not at this time. Right now, since I'm a father and I'm becoming a father, I'd like to discuss a little bit on the importance of dressing our daughters as if they're made in the image and likeness of God. So if you think about it, since I made this documentary on modesty, which if you have a question about what the standards of modesty are, they are garments shouldn't be cut shorter than the knees. Your shirt top shouldn't be cut lower than about 2 inches, fingers breast beneath the pit of the throat, and no shorter than a quarter length sleeve. If you have questions about why, etc., you can go and you can check the video on my other channel, The Church Militant, and you can see a whole 1 hour feature length, whatever, video on the whole entire issue of modesty. And of course, it's more than just the way we dress. Modesty becomes, first and foremost, an issue of the heart. Am I pure of heart? And modesty is the virtue that guards chastity, that guards the virtue of purity. And purity is so important because of the creative power that God gave us. So, now that I got all of this stuff to the side, if you think about it, if you dress your little girl in short shorts and short little t-shirts, and she's 5 years old, and then 6 years old, and 7 years old, she's still wearing little short shorts, and 8 years old, she's still wearing little short shorts, and 10 years old, she's still wearing little short shorts, and 12 years old, she's still wearing little short shorts. Now at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, why do you think that she's going to be dressing any differently? What you have to realize is that what happens is that their modesty becomes damaged. So we have to take into consideration, wow, I want my daughter to be dressing holy when she's 14 or 15. That means I must want my daughter to be dressing holy when she's 10. That means I must want my daughter to be dressing holy when she's 7. That means I must want my daughter to be dressing holy when she's 4 and 3 and 2. Okay, so you get the point. Now, it's not so much that I believe that fathers don't want what's best for their daughters. I believe that they do. I think when it comes down to it's a need for not only for grace, but for fortitude and for courage. Because I know that whenever I'm going to try to enforce this with my daughter, and the biggest complaints are going to come from my family and friends. Why? Because they're going to buy my daughter clothes that aren't going to meet these standards, and I'm going to have to not allow my daughter to wear them, not even give them to my daughter. In fact, I'll most likely throw them away or return them and get the cash. Okay, so yes, I will take the cash. If you want to give my daughter modest clothes, might as well just give me the cash, because that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to switch it for the cash. All right. Anyways, so that's where the real conflict's going to come. It's going to be encountering our families and friends when we're saying we don't want this kind of clothes. And they're going to say, hey, you're wrong. You're going to raise your daughter to rebel. Oh, you want her to be pure, but she's going to be rebelling. And of course, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Oh, I got an idea. I want my daughter to be pure. Let me dress her like a prostitute. That's a great idea. Let's compare our daughters. Okay, I'm going to dress my daughter like a child of God, and you can dress your daughter like a prostitute, and let's see what happens in the future. Now, yes, does this mean our daughters are going to be perfect? No, it doesn't. But you know what it does mean? It means that I no longer have the burden. So yes, my daughter could rebel. Yes, my daughter could become a prostitute one day, which I don't think she will. But most importantly, what happens is that she chose that despite the good that I did. I can't let the fear of, oh, she's going to rebel, get in the way of me doing the right thing. Because ultimately, I've got my own personal judgment to attend to, and she's got her own personal judgment to attend to. But even more importantly, if we not only dress our daughters with dignity, but if we raise them with an understanding of why we're modest, why our body is sacred, why we pray, and have a great longing and love for God and a constant prayer life, well, what's going to happen? Our daughters aren't going to go off the deep end. Yes, they have concupiscence. They'll fall here and there. But what's going to happen is that they're going to long for the peace. They're going to long for the comfort that God gives when they enter into silence, because our hearts are restless until they rest in God, and so they won't go too far because their hearts will be so restless. They'll want to return to the sweet beauty and peace of the peace of God when we enter into prayer and we live a life of virtue and we are living a life in the sacraments. So you future fathers, you fathers who are already there, I'm with you, man. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be fighting to have holy, pure daughters. So be courageous. Don't be afraid of your mother-in-law. Don't be afraid of your sister-in-law. Don't be afraid of your own mother or your own aunt who's trying to give your daughter immodest clothes. Put your foot down. These women, don't let them get to you. You can stand up to them. Be a man. All right. What happened with Adam and Eve? Adam did not put his foot down when the serpent was seducing the woman. Okay, so let's do this. Let's step on that head of the serpent with the intercession of the Blessed Mother. Mother Mary, pray for us. Help us to be holy and happy fathers. God bless you and God love you. Let's pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Lord, we thank you for the gift of new life. We are especially appreciative of this opportunity to be co-operators in making future members of the kingdom of God. We ask you for the grace to be good fathers, good mothers of your mother, and we ask the Blessed Mother's intercession for all the graces necessary to live out our vocation. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. God love you.